It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and also in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza being renovated, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open. They've got regular hours. They're all stocked up for back to school time, which would also be right around now. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. We have got Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson in the studio for Kids Q today. Guys, how's it going?
Great, as always. Delighted to be back.
Awesome. A.J.?
It's a nice day out.
That is true, yeah.
It's a nice day. The weather, good.
The weather is good. Which actually is nice, because we weren't 100% sure it was going to be. So.
Nope, yeah. And tomorrow's looking even better.
And tomorrow's
which
looking
is great
even better.
For that ice cream that we're having outside.
On Friday?
On Friday, yeah.
In which the weather will be even better still. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. What better way to, like, get summer over and fall underway than ice cream outside the mall, right?
Especially from Mapleview. Luxury.
Oh my
ice
God,
cream.
Yes. Yeah,
the
yeah,
most
yeah.
luxurious of ice creams.
The most luxe, the most delicious.
The what is it? The deluxe tones of Mapleview.
The deluxe and dulcet tones of Mapleview ice cream. Yes.
Speaking of dulcet tones, what's today's Kids Q?
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. Okay, we're going in exactly the opposite direction from Mapleview, so whiplash.
The opposite direction from ice cream. Yes. Let it be known.
What food do you really not like, and what don't you like about it?
Ice cream that isn't Mapleview bombs. What food do
this
I
This portion
really...
of the program brought to you by PTA Thrift Shops and Mapleview Farms. Get it today.
I know that Ren listens to these now, so you can be mad at this all you want. Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are not good. Mm-hmm. And I know that that is somewhat of like a childlike answer of just like, I don't like my vegetables. I love vegetables. I love a wide variety of vegetables. I do not like Brussels sprouts. Anything that you have to cover in butter, because that's always what people say, right? Just like, oh, well, if you don't like Brussels sprouts.
Just cover it in butter.
Yeah. Well, clearly no one's ever made you good Brussels sprouts. Good Brussels sprouts, every time they're put in front of me, are covered in bacon, butter, brown sugar, like flavor masking.
I did not anticipate that I was opening a door to this
deep, dark world. I hate Brussels sprouts.
You know what? If I have to use the Brussels sprouts as a vehicle to get one of those three things, either butter, bacon, or brown sugar into my mouth.
Or just eat those things. Love what you love.
I will do that.
Spoonful of butter makes the mess in go down.
Yes, dude.
Spoonful of buttered brown sugar bacon makes the
mess. Ooh, that's even better. Yeah.
Aaron Keck, it completely changed my life when I realized I was not putting enough butter on bread.
That's fair.
I needed a lot more butter. I needed a schmear's worth
because
of butter.
There's no such thing as too much butter.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Never. There has never been anybody's like, I think I put too much butter on that. No. No, you did not.
Gordon Ramsay bastes his steaks in butter. You can never have
too much
butter.
I disagree with you on Brussels sprouts, but I agree with you on being okay with, like, the childish answer. Because I think the childish answer is, like, I don't think people like suddenly develop a dislike for food when they get older, right? Like most of the time it's the food that you don't like when you're 2, you don't like it when you're 4, you don't like it when you're 16, and you don't like it today. And occasionally you grow out of it, but the food that you hate when you're an adult is you probably didn't like it when you were a kid either, for the most part.
I definitely used to hate okra. There's a story that gets passed around in my family that's extremely negative.
The old okra story.
Yeah, the old okra story. But these days,
you've got one of those too?
A big fan, right?
Yeah, I got one too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love
I've always loved okra, and that's why I have the story.
Oh, yeah, no. Nice. I hated okra in the early days, but now I'm a big okra fan.
Yeah.
You know, if you put butter on it, it's amazing.
Yeah. Surprise, we fried it, and now it's delicious.
And now it's great. Well, that's what you do
in other obvious news headlines.
That's what you do with Brussels sprouts, too. Yeah. Like, you fry it, and it's good. Like, you don't have to eat it raw. Like, you don't eat chicken raw. You fry it, and it's good.
Though,
Brussels sprouts are very much the same way.
That is apples and warships.
The same
way. Do not
way.
Even throw that at me. No. No, no, no.
AJ, what about you?
Eggplant.
Eggplant?
Oh, I love eggplant.
Eggplant when it's smothered in like marinara butter, and parmesan,
bacon, brown sugar.
When it's in eggplant parmesan form, then I like eggplant.
Nope,
not even
still.
Then.
Nope.
Like big, it's been breaded and fried. Strips of like pan-fried eggplant are delicious.
Hmm.
Victor,
like,
Victor
a bunch
will
of
not
rosemary on it. Yeah.
Victor will not let me live down the fact that I'm not a fan of the eggplant.
I'm amazed it keeps coming up in conversation, like inorganically too.
That's because
like,
I keep complaining about
happening.
It.
Oh yeah, no. If AJ says something loud enough, we're going to start talking about it.
Yeah. Which means we talk about everything.
I say everything
he's
loudly,
ever
so
said.
Things get said. Yeah.
All right. Mine is olives, and especially like the black Kalamata olives, you know, like the ones with a really super strong flavor.
The flavorful delicious
ones. Really? Yeah, yeah. Not a big fan.
I didn't see you as being an anti-olive guy.
I am. Like we had this conversation last week, I think, when during Kids Q.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had an olive earlier today because I bought hummus to eat healthy.
I had an olive earlier today.
It had one olive in it. I don't understand why. Like they stuck an olive in the middle of this thing of hummus, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'll eat that too. And it was fine because it was smothered in garlic hummus, and that's good.
Yeah.
I think.
I think most
better than olives.
When I eat olives, they're in addition to something else. Like I'm a big fan of the cheese plate olive. The one time I don't like olives though is when people stick them on top of grilled cheese sandwiches.
I have never seen that.
It's horrific. I don't know why you've done this.
Disagree. Yeah.
I eat them out of the can.
All right.
I will eat cans of olives.
Just like
green
stuffed olives.
Black.
The one thing that I will say, because we had this conversation last week about like what if you were inventing an ice cream flavor, what ice cream flavor would you invent? I am firmly of the belief that you can make really good ice cream out of any flavor at all. Like if you're Maple View, like if you're deluxe luxury ice cream, because I've had asparagus ice cream before, and asparagus ice cream is when it's done right, it's fantastic. Like,
why?
I am perplexed.
Because it was available, and you have to, like...
Did you pay for it?
Yes, because it was, like, at one of these, like,
if it was there,
ice cream
places. If it's a free sample, I'll consider
it. Well, we went up to the counter, and
it's
like, I've got to have a spoonful of the... I've just got to try a spoon of the asparagus ice cream, and then it was so good that we got it. So I think that you can make really good olive ice cream. I think you can make really good Brussels sprouts ice cream. I think you can make really good eggplant ice cream.
So asparagus ice cream, you say, was good.
Yes.
Did you have to add butter to it?
No.
Okay.
But they
just
might
checking,
have.
Just checking.
I was
was
not involved in
was
the
it
making.
Was it buttered asparagus ice cream?
It may well have been. I was not in the back room when they were preparing the ice cream. It might have just been just frozen butter with some asparagus
sprayed
on top.
There was a day where my roommate had gone to the grocery store and he opened up just a Food Lion can of black olives and he was eating them and then he had to go run to do something because he forgot something else at the store. And the store is no more than a mile away from our apartment. By the time he got back, the olives were gone.
Nice.
Because I had eaten.
Is this an AJ eats olives out of the can story, or is this an AJ is a bad roommate story?
Both.
I mean, it could be both.
It's like the world's weirdest cookie monster. Just olives.
Did not bring enough olives.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Twitter, Facebook. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Shops with an S. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.